Bombers, 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this final period as they lead Fayetteville 36-30. Again, Mountain Home girls already defeated Fayetteville tonight 54-53. Boy, it'd be a big way to start the season off for Mountain Home if they can pull off the sweep tonight against these Bulldogs. It will be Jake McGee triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Bombers. And looking to inbound it somewhere, finally gets in to Satch Harris. Now he gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert will look to cross the timeline with it. Man-to-man once again for Fayetteville. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the elbows, going to pull up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled finally by Glasper, who's cooking back the other way for Fayetteville. Gives it to Isaiah Relaford, who's going to give it to Tamari Relaford. His reverse layup will not go, gets the tries to get the tip in, can't get that to go, but gets another offensive rebound, puts it back, that back up off the glass and in. Tamari Relaford with 13 points, 36-32, Mountain Home leading it. And McGee trying to inbound it somewhere, he cannot get it in. They're going to say it's going to be Fayetteville's basketball on the turnover as Mountain Home's 11th turnover of the night. 7:23 left to play in this game. And Fayetteville with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Isaiah Relaford will inbound the ball under Fayetteville's basket. Gets it to Tamari Relaford up at the top. Over on the right side to right. Now Isaiah Relaford has it there on the wing. Down to Tamari Relaford in the paint. He's going to go in. And an offensive foul against Tamari Relaford. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number four against the Bulldogs. And that is their 12th turnover of the night. 7:14 left to play in this game. Mountain Home with the ball leading by four. It will be McGee inbounding it to Tabor. Gives it back to McGee. McGee into the front court. And now he's going to be fouled. A reach-in foul on Landon Glasper. It's his second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Purple Dogs. 7:05 left to play in the game. As McGee will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Again, a four-point lead for the Bombers. McGee takes the ball from the official, gives it to Sorrell. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert, the leading scorer in this game with 19 points. He'll give it to Sorrell, now to McGee. McGee has it up at the top, now to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the right wing. Going down towards the elbow. Now kicks up top to McGee. McGee will dribble to the right side. Harris couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And that's going to be the 12th turnover of the night against Mountain Home. 6:38 left to play in this game. Fayetteville with the ball as Mountain Home leads 36-32. Lehman will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. He gets it in to Wright, who will bring it into the front court. Wright drills to the left side. Maps home in a man-to-man. Finds Isaiah Relaford in the left corner. Down to Tamari Relaford. Now a foul is going to be called. A little push-off foul against Dawson Tabor. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. 6:27 left to play in the game. Four-point Bomber lead. Isaiah Relaford will inbound the ball for the Bulldogs. Relaford will get into Tamari Relaford at the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dawson Tabor. And back comes Mountain Home. He gets it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Wyatt Gilbert very near the half-court stripe. Throws it over on the right side to McGee. Up top to Tabor now. Tabor dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to McGee. McGee will dribble up to the top. Finds Gilbert on the left. Dangerous pass, but Gilbert's able to secure it. Less than 6 minutes left to play. Ball goes down to to McGee. And his pass is stolen by Bryson Wright. 13th turnover against Mountain Home. Wright going back the other way, going in for the layup. Good. Bryson Wright with 4 points, and Mountain Home's lead is cut to a deuce. 5:40 left to play in this game. 36-34 is our score. McGee looking to inbound it, finally gets it into Tabor. And now Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 5:34 left to play in this game. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 36-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Mountain Home will have the ball coming out of the timeout as they lead Fayetteville 36-34 with 5:34 left to play in this contest. We'll tell you, this game is looks like it's definitely going to go down to the wire. Man, this has been quite a game. I've counted to 12 lead changes and a tie in this contest. As I said earlier, if Mountain Home's girls have already beaten Fayetteville tonight, if the boys can pull off this victory as well, what a way to start the season for both Bomber teams. All right, so both teams back on the floor. Jake McGee will inbound the ball. It'll be another full court press for the Bulldogs. Ball goes into Crawford. Now back to McGee. Now ball goes into the front court to Harris. Back up top to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the right side, left side, excuse me. Now Gilbert dribbling down into the lane, going to go up for the running jumper, in and out, no good. And Ray Wayman gets the rebound, and Fayetteville with a chance to tie it on this possession, and they do so as Tamari Relford goes back for the easy layup. 15 points for Tamari Relford. We're knotted up at six apiece. Our second tie of the night. A little over 5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is McGee back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws it to Crawford. Crawford is going to drill to the elbow, gives it to Tabor, back to Crawford. Crawford's going to put up the three. Four, good! Abe Crawford with 6 points. 39-36, Mountain Home leading at 4:45. Let's play. Here's Isaiah Relford back the other way for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Tamari Relford up at the top. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Good. 17 points for Tamari Relford. 39-38, Mountain Home's lead's cut to a point with 4.5 minutes left. Here is McGee. And a foul's going to be called before the inbound pass goes in. That is on Bryson Wright. His third personal foul, and that's the last foul Fayetteville has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 4:28 left. 39-38, Bombers leading it. McGee will inbound the ball for Mountain Home. Ball goes into Crawford. Crawford picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Harris. Now he's going to be fouled from behind. Isaiah Relford picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Bulldogs. So a 1-1 is coming up for Satch Harris, I believe. This will be his first free throw attempt of the night with 4:20 left to play in this game. So Satch Harris goes to the free throw line. So I don't know what they're talking about, but we're about to shoot at least one free throw against Satch Harris at the line for the 1-1. He's got 2 points so far this evening. Satch Harris's first free throw is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. And he can extend Mountain Home's lead even further with his next free throw. Harris's second shot is up, and he gets both. 4 points on the night for Satch Harris. 41-38, Mountain Home leading it. 4:18 left in this game as Isaiah Relford brings it in, gives it to Wright. Now to Tamari Relford near the left elbow. Now back to Isaiah Relford up at the top. Down to Tamari Relford on the low block. He's going to look to make the move, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul. He just bowled over Dawson Tabor. That is Tamari Relford's fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Bulldogs, and their 13th turnover of the night. 4 minutes left to play in this game. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by 3. Checking in for the game for Fayetteville is Trey Relford, as Tamari Relford will take a seat again after just picking up his fourth foul. Just wiping up a little perspiration off the floor. Again, both Tamari Relford and Dawson Tabor hit the floor on that offensive foul. Taking a little time to do so, making sure they get all of it off. So we're finally ready to get back underway with action. It will be Jake McGee triggering the inbound pass from Mountain Home. Another full court press coming up for Fayetteville. Inbound pass goes to Tabor. Back to McGee. Now to Gilbert. He'll bring it into the front court. Full court man-to-man for Fayetteville. Less than 4 minutes left to play. A three-point lead for Mountain Home as they have the ball. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. Up top to Harris. Harris going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Good! Tatch Harris just made it a two-possession game, 43-38. Back comes Fayetteville. Here's Wright with it on the left side. Up top, near the top to Wayman. Down to Trey Relford. Back to Wayman, who's gotten into the lane for the layup. Good. Matt Wayman with 5 points. Back to a one-possession lead for Mount's home. 43-40, our score with 3:22 left in the game. Inbound pass goes to Tabor. Back to McGee. McGee will bring it into the front court. Gets it to Crawford on the left side, up top to Tabor. Now back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up near the left, right elbow. For a jumper, good. 21 points on the night for Wyatt Gilbert. 45-40 our score. Mount's home leading with 3 minutes left. Here is Glasper on the right side for Fable. He's going down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. Oh, a late foul call on Mountain Home on that. Abe Crawford just picked up his fourth personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. 2:53 left to play in this game. As Landon Glasper will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight for two shots. He has yet to score in this game. Glasper, a 5'10 sophomore. 2:53 left as Glasper's first free throw is up and in. And Adam Sorrell is going to check back in for Mountain Home, as Jake McGee will take a seat. So if Wright gets his next free, Glasper gets his next free throw, it'll be a one possession game, and it is. Glasper is going to take a seat with 2 points as he's replaced by C.J. Williams. 45-42, Mountain Home leading it with 2:53 left to play. It will be Sorrell triggering the inbound pass. Another full court press coming up for Fayetteville. And a foul is going to be called before the inbound pass. That's on Isaiah Relford. And that is Isaiah Relford, his fourth personal foul, ninth team foul against Fayetteville. This will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home. It will be shot by Wyatt Gilbert. So far, well, Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. So he does earn the bonus. Tamari Relford is going to check back in, replacing Trey Relford. Leave Gilbert 7-9, make it 8 of 10 from the free throw line tonight. He has 23 points in this game, 47-42. Back to a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. Less than 3 minutes left to play. Here is Wright with it up at the top. Go over to Isaiah Relford, down to Tamari Relford on the low block. And he's going to go in for the layup. Good. Tamari Relford with 19 points. 47-44, Mountain Home leading it. Sorrell's going to look at the inbound it, and it looks like a foul is going to be called against Fayetteville before the pass gets inbounded. That is on Bryson Wright, his fourth personal foul, and that puts Mountain Home in the double bonus. So this time it'll be two shots for Wyatt Gilbert. So far, Gilbert is 8 of 10 from the free throw line with 23 points. 2:32 left to play in this game, as Gilbert will try to make it a two-possession game once again. First shot for Gilbert is up. Good. So it is a two-possession game, but we'll see if we can increase Mountain Home's lead even further. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 25 points for Wyatt Gilbert. 49-44, Mount Home leading it. Less than 2.5 minutes left to play as Isaiah Relford brings it into the front court. Drills to the left side. Ball goes up top to right. He'll take the screen, dribble to the right side. Now throws up top to Wayman. Now finds tries to give it to Tamari Relford. Ball is knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. 14th turnover against Fayetteville. And now a foul is going to be called on Fayetteville. Away from the ball. That's on Tamari Relford, and he is done. Tamari Relford is going to head to the bench with his fifth foul. He will foul out this game with 19 points. With 2:09 left to play in the game. So it will be Dawson Tabor shooting the two free throws. He has yet to shoot any free throws in this game. He has 2 points so far tonight. So with 2:09 left, he gets both of these. It's going to be a three-possession lead for the Bombers. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line. First shot for Tabor is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Tabor. Second shot is up. And he gets both. A three-possession lead for Mountain Home. 51-44 our score. 2:09 left. Back comes Bryson Wright for the Bulldogs. He'll take the screen from Wayman. Dribble to the elbow. Now throws it up top to Arthur Cox. His three-pointer in and out. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. That's on Abe Crawford. I believe he's just fouled out of this game. He sure has. Abe Crawford will head to the bench with five fouls. And so he will have to take a seat with 6 points in this game. And he was replaced, I believe, by Jake McGee. 1:58 left as Arthur Cox takes the inbound pass. Now he drills into the lane. Now he's called for the travel. 15 turnovers against Fayetteville. 1:53 left to play in this game. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by 7. Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass. Gets in to Sorrell. Now back to Gilbert. Now to Sorrell, who will get it into the front court. Finds McGee there. Back to Sorrell. Now to Gilbert. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout, make sure they get all their ducks in a row. So we'll break with 1:39 let's play in this game. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 51-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
So Mountain Home with the ball coming out of the timeout with 1:39 left. They right now have a three-possession lead on Fayetteville. 51-44 is our score. Boy, I tell you, that's a hard-fought battle between both teams. Right now, Mountain Home's done just a little better job taking care of the ball. They have 13 turnovers. Fayetteville has 15. It will be Jake McGee triggering the inbound pass on the near sideline. We are getting ready to get back underway. Ball goes into Tabor, back to McGee. McGee will give it to Gilbert. Trying to figure out, now throws it to Tabor. Almost lost hand of the ball. Arthur Cox kicks his second personal foul. So Dawson Tabor will go back to the free throw line for another two-shot opportunity. He has 4 points so far this evening, including 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. With 1:25 left, Dawson Tabor will try to build on Mountain Home's 7-point lead. Tabor with his first free throw. Shot is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Tabor. Second shot for Tabor. And rolls around and goes in. Tabor with 6 points, including 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And back comes Fayetteville. Here is Wright giving it to Cox. Cox is going to throw it down to Wayman in the lane for the layup. Good. And now Fayetteville's quickly going to take the timeout. Matt Wayman with 7 points. We'll break with 1:14 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 53-46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 53-46. Right before Fayetteville took the timeout, they were able to get a layup from Matt Wayman. He now has 7 points. 1:14 left to play in this game. Again, 7-point Bomber lead. Looked like Fayetteville had six players out on the floor, so they got that corrected before they got started. So Jake McGee will inbound it. Gets into Gilbert. Now he's being double-teamed in the backcourt. Now finds McGee. Now gives it to Tabor. Down to Sorrell, who gets it across the timeline. Finds Harris going into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Sorrell. And now to McGee. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. He's being double-teamed. Now gives it to McGee. Less than a minute left to play. Gilbert will be fouled from behind by Bryson Wright. That is his fifth foul. He is gone now. Bryson Wright will head to the bench with 4 points. As he fouls out of this game with 53.5 seconds left. So Wyatt Gilbert go back to the free throw line for another two-shot opportunity. He is 10 of 12 from the free throw line so far with 25 points. So Connor Barnett just checked in for Austin Garrett. I missed who checked in for. Bryson Wright. I think it was Isaiah Relliford. First free throw for Wyatt Gilbert's up. No good. One more free throw coming up for Gilbert with 53.5 seconds left to try to build on their 7-point lead. Second shot for Gilbert. And he gets a second. 1 of 2 on this trip. He now has 26. 54-46. Mountain Home leading by 8. Here is Isaiah Relliford back the other way. He's going to dribble toward the left side. Going into the lane for the layup. Good. Isaiah Relliford with 5 points. Now Fayetteville's going to call another timeout. We'll break with 43.4 seconds left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 54-48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
43.4 seconds left as Fayetteville cut Mountain Home's lead to 6 on a layup by Isaiah Relliford. He's got 5 points. 54-48 Mountain Home leading it. There will be Jake McGee inbounding the ball for the Bombers. He gets into Gilbert. Now he's being double-teamed, throws it to Tabor, finds Sorrell into the front court. Sorrell is going to dribble on the right side, now gives it to McGee, and now a foul's going to be called on Fayetteville. I believe they're going to get Arthur Cox for that one. That is Cox's third personal foul. So a two-shot opportunity coming up this time for Adam Sorrell. This will be his first trip to the line. He hasn't scored in this one as of yet. 35.7 seconds left. One free throw will make it a three-possession game for the Bombers. Well, three-possession lead, that is. First free throw is up and in. There it is. Isaiah Relliford checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Austin Garrett. Second free throw coming up for Sorrell. Second shot for Adam Sorrell is up and in. He now has 2 points, and it's an 8-point lead for Mountain Home. 33 seconds left. Here is Connor Barnett throwing it up top to Wayman over on the left side to Relifer. Gives it down to Arthur Cox, who's going in for the layup. Good. Arthur Cox, his first 2 points of the night. 22 seconds left. Inbound pass will be triggered by Jake McGee from Mountain Home. He tries again to Gilbert, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Matt Wayman. Matt Wayman picks up his first personal foul, so Wyatt Gilbert back at the free throw line once again. He's now, Wyatt Gilbert right now, 11 of 14 from the free throw line with 26 points. And a half seconds left. One free throw will again make this a three-possession lead for Mountain Home. First free throw is up and in for Gilbert. So he has one more coming here. Mountain Home is 17 and a half seconds left away from pulling off a sweep over Fayetteville tonight. He gets the second one, Gilbert does. He now has 28 points. Back comes Connor Barnett, 58-50, Mountain Home leading it, 14 seconds left. Here's Isaiah Relford pulling up for the three-pointer on the left side, no good. Gilbert gets the rebound, 9 seconds left. And looks like Fayetteville's not even going to foul. Oh, as the last few seconds tick down, 2 seconds, 1 second. What a night, what a night! Mountain Home has defeated Fayetteville as they pull off the sweep in this night. Mountain Home will get the 8-point victory as right after the Lady Bombers get the 1-point victory over Fayetteville tonight. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Fayetteville 58-50. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.